Oh, hey, Jeff.
Oh, hey, Nikki. How you doing?
Besides my anal fissures, I'm doing okay.
You know what? If I can just make it through a weekend where my asshole is not throbbing, it's a good weekend. It's a good weekend. And with that...
Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of
Ada.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Nikki.
And we are here to just talk to you about life.
Yeah.
And
just a little catch up around, you know, the past few months that we haven't been podcasting.
Yes, you know, it may or may not have been 3 months since our last episode. We may or may not have been through it.
A lot.
All of it. But we're sitting here on this gorgeous spring.
Beautiful day.
Sunday fun day. And we thought nothing would gird our loins more than a Sunday fun day episode. So that's what you've got here.
So welcome.
This is a special interactive episode where if you are drinking while you're listening to this, you get to interact with us. You get to...
Drink with us.
So
right now we have in front of us a beautiful shot that I've introduced to Jeff today. It's an apple pie shot.
Huge fan. May or may not have already had one.
So it goes down real nice.
Yes, it really does.
So if you have a drink,
go
ahead and raise that mother up.
Yep.
And cheers to your closest buddy. Cheers.
Cheers to this fucking pandemic almost being it.
Oh my God.
Almost being a thing of our past. Are we ready? All right, everyone, drink. Cheers.
Drink, cheers. And I lost my mask.
I swear these things are so good.
Yikes.
Like dangerously good.
Dangerous. Danger zone.
I just also want you to know that, like, it's like a secret menu item. Like, it's not really on the menu here.
Oh, was it not?
Maybe it is. I didn't do a full... analysis, but
I didn't do a full look-see.
I just want everyone to know that if it's not on the menu, you should still ask. You should still say, hey,
make me an apple pie shot
and see what they do. Maybe it won't work out, but you know,
at least you tried
and put your best foot forward.
Exactly. So I mean, basically, the past few months have been trash anyways, so there's not really a whole lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
We do have a new president.
We do.
He's trying to make things work.
He is. He just wrote us all some...
Some monies,
so that'll be nice.
So hopefully I get that one, because I didn't get the last one.
Which I still think you should follow up on.
I've tried. Nobody is talking to me about it. But, I mean, since I lost my job, I have plenty of time now. P.S. I lost my job.
That happened.
What else?
Although, to look at the silver lining, like, you were so much better than... You deserve so much better than that place. So, you were doing amazing stuff there, and nothing can ever take that away from you. It's that you need to work in a place that gives back what you're willing to put into it and not just expect you to give. So
exactly.
You are one step closer to that, and I will recognize and admire that. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. It's been rough. But I don't know. I guess the best thing that's happened over the past couple months is that we're finally getting vaccines out to people.
Hey, girl, hey.
My parents are both vaccinated, so I don't know. I guess I get to live with them for a little while longer.
Yep.
Here on Earth.
Yep. Their time is looking...
Has been halted.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
I was able to get my first vaccine. I signed up for like a vaccine surplus list and got a phone call that was like, hey, can you come in tomorrow morning? We have shots that are gonna like expire.
Shot.
That's when I answered the call. That's what the song they were playing was Shots by LMFAO. And so I was able to get my first Miss Moderna shot, which was awesome. And I just hope that everyone takes advantage of this amazing thing that exists in our lives in like a record that has been created and developed and approved in such a light speed record pace. Like,
yeah, like once you like it's really truly think about
amazing.
It.
It's truly amazing that we are 1 year into this and we have already have a vaccine. When if you look historically back at vaccines, it takes like years to create one.
Like decades sometimes. Yes. Look at AIDS.
Yes. Like it's just so amazing that it we have really what amazing. We have today.
And I'm grateful for it.
And we have like three approved vaccines out of like 30, like, weren't there like 30 yeah. contestants, like, or candidates? 30 candidates that were like.
Contestants.
They were.
Like, we were. Welcome on to Jeopardy.
RuPaul's Drag Race. Miss Moderna, Shantae, you stay.
Bring back my girls.
Bring back my shots. So, yeah, no, I just truly, I think it's easy to lose sight of the fact of how amazing it is that, like, we have three amazing options that will bring the new normal back so much faster than if this were just kind of like your typical run-of-the-mill, like, disease that's, like, not really doing a whole lot, so no one really cares and no one prioritizes, right? Like, this is the biggest,
like
this is the
health.
Biggest health crisis, right, exactly. Like, this is the biggest health crisis we've ever faced in our lives, and so it got addressed with the biggest, most aggressive effort that has ever been seen in our lifetimes.
You know who says that they made it possible?
45.
Yes.
We don't say his name here anymore.
I have no reason to.
You don't. So, yeah, we were talking about that, how the statements. If you are someone that actively seeks out statements by President 45, I just want you to rethink that decision and think about how the more we give any level of attention to this person, the more we create this fantasy that what he has to say actually matters. Because let's all just remember at the end of the day, nothing he says anymore matters.
Right. He's done.
We're done owing that level of attention and vigilance.
We did it for 4 years.
Because, right, we did it for 4 years, and that's over. And so I know that's what you're used to, and that's what many of us are grappling with, is like, well, but wait, didn't we used to care? It's like, yeah, we used to, but, like, that's over now.
Yep.
We have no duty and no need.
You said duty.
Duty. So I'll end with that. I'll get off my soapbox saying, let's just rethink who we give our attention to.
Exactly. All the press.
Yes.
Because seriously, I'd like to hear some news that doesn't involve just the United States.
Especially that.
Like, I'm really happy that Meghan Markle got to speak her truth, but yeah. Can we move on? Because... just because.
Right.
Yeah, so we thought that we would talk a little bit about... like, what is happening in our springtime right now.
Yes. Because in case you missed it, this is a Sunday fun day. It's, like, 70 degrees outside.
It's beautiful.
We're just enjoying this beautiful weather.
We both have waffle long-sleeve shirts on.
We do, but it's, like, that perfect waffle weather where you just, you know, you have the sweater on just to keep the chill away, but it's, like, the best early spring...
attire.
Outdoors, sun is shining attire, yes.
Do you need another shot?
I wouldn't say no to another one.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to mix it up.
We could.
See what else is on the list of shots.
We could definitely do that.
Yeah, so another little segment that we thought that we would bring forth is what is new on Netflix?
Yes.
We have a lot to catch up on. Mm-hmm. Primarily, this little ditty called Bridgerton.
You may have heard of it.
It's
if you don't live under a rock.
Fabulous. It comes highly regarded by us.
Yes.
Created
by
the one and only
Shonda Rhimes. Maybe you've heard of her. For projects, little tiny side projects, such
you know,
as
like Grey's Anatomy.
How to Get Away with Murder.
Which I'm now watching. Also plotting the death of a few ex-boyfriends.
There we go. Exactly. But they don't need to know this.
Nope.
I mean, also maybe you've heard of Scandal. You know, like maybe some of the three biggest TV shows you've heard of in the last 5-6 years. You know,
No big deal.
So once again, you hear she's working on a TV show, Netflix exclusive. I'm like, I don't know. Am I going to like this? I don't know. And then you watch it and you're like, okay, I get it. I get why she's so good at what she does.
So fabulous.
There's a reason why she created Grey's and no one else did. It's because she's so amazing. Like 100%. A storyteller, a writer. She just sells it. Like, she just sells it in such an authentic way.
Like, it feels like they're my real friends.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes I feel like those are really my only friends. Hashtag pandemic life.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
We
just get by with whatever we can at this point.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have going on, my friend?
I kind of want to talk about Bridgerton, though.
Oh, let's do it. Jump right in.
So, it's been a couple months, probably, since I've seen it. Maybe a month since I watched. So, it's not super fresh top of mind. But I just remember a few things.
Yes, go.
First of them being... Well, also, let's just fully say spoiler alerts. Because... if you have not watched Bridgerton and you don't want spoilers, you should stop right now because this is coming directly at your face. So, it's a great show too. So, if you haven't seen it, you probably should turn it off and just watch the show because if I spoil everything for you, then it's just not going to do it for you. So let's talk about it.
Can we say a timeout real quick?
Yeah, we certainly can. Yes.
Could we have 2 more shots, but... what are some other suggestions besides the apple pie?
All right, we're back.
Shots ordered.
Target acquired.
We've also decided that Jeff's going to take off some days so that we can go to the beach.
For a special beachside episode. The goal is to record an episode where you can actually hear the authentic crashing of the waves.
Ooh.
Right?
I cannot even wait for that.
We could, like, start the episode with the sound of waves crashing, and we'll be like, you already know, for all of our intense listeners here hanging in. Absolutely.
Another thing, fanny packs.
They are back
in
demand.
In a big way.
A big, major way.
Here's my thing. I don't really think that anybody should be wearing them except gay males. Is that a bad thing?
I think exclusively gay males at music festivals.
Ooh.
That's the only real practical application to me.
Yeah.
Fashion and practical.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Stuff I used to make fun of when I was little.
Yeah. And then here we are.
All over again.
All comes full circle. Okay, so just to talk about Bridgerton real quick.
Yeah.
I just want to say that Simon, first of all, could get it. Absolutely
it.
Any day of the week.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yep, I'm okay. That heater is not okay.
The heater's not. It took a tumble.
It fell all the way over.
Perfect. Wonderful. So here we are at the epicenter of... a tornado. Reporting live.
Comes in like a lion.
It sure does. Yes. This is just some spring weather on full display right now.
Yep.
I'll take it. As long as the heater doesn't physically fall on me, I'm fine.
Do you know what I could do? I could eat a cheese ball right now.
Mmm. Is that like a mozzarella stick?
Something. But don't let me do it.
Well, you know, I can't promise what we're about to order.
Yikes. So,
but okay, so Simon could get it.
Yep.
Main homegirl, Bridgerton, her name is...
something.
Yep. She's very pretty.
Yeah.
For anyone that watched Game of Thrones, she reminds me a lot of Sansa.
Well, I don't watch that show, but she has very short bangs, and it always reminds me... really, really short bangs like that reminds me of, like, when I was little... I tried to cut my own bangs, and it was like...
how did that turn out for you?
Bad. It was all bad.
I'm sorry.
I cut them like this short.
Yeah.
Like from an inch from my head.
I think that's less than an inch, what you just showed me. For our viewer.
It was so bad.
What you just showed me was like half an inch.
It was really, really bad. So whenever I see that on people, I'm just like, that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. Just takes you back.
It takes me
back
to
that time that we'd rather not be taken back to.
It takes a long time for my hair to grow out, too, so I was stuck.
Yeah, with those decisions. I may or may not have a coworker that showed up to work Monday, and I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything because I want to compliment her bangs, but they were too short. And I was like, Jeff, just don't say anything. Don't lie. Don't say they look great.
Did she say anything?
No, she didn't. She's kind of more serious. She's like business, you know, she's all business. So I'm like, okay, I can deal with this. She won't ask, do my bangs look good? And I'll be in that awkward situation where I'm like, yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
But, you know, they grow back.
I bet
in like 2 weeks from now, she'll be fine. They were just a little bit, they weren't massively short. They were just a tiny bit too short where I'm like, mm-mm.
It's not cute.
No. Did you do this yourself?
But she thought it was cute.
Who did this to you?
Who did that to you? Came in the middle of the night.
Usually I like others coming in the middle of the night, but not this.
Dirty.
Ah! Oh, hello.
Hey.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you again. So now we have blackberry shots,
yeah.
But they're not cut with anything.
Yes, it's just straight up
so,
from the distillery.
From the teat.
Are we taking the whole thing at once? We could do half. Look at how it took 3 seconds. It took 3 seconds.
For a little goblin to get in there.
Yes, it did.
All right, I think we should just take the whole thing.
Whole thing.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Cheers.
It's good.
It's good.
I'm a fan of raspberry, so... Oh, no, it's blackberry. I'm a fan of both. It kind of gives me more raspberry flavor, though, than blackberry. Doesn't it? No?
Yeah. It's gone now,
I would drink it again.
Yeah.
The apple pie stands supreme.
Yeah. I'm also afraid these shots are, like, $15 each.
Well, you know.
So...
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. So back to us again.
Yep. So Bridgerton, any other thoughts? I have a thought that includes... Oh, hello.
Like a whole tray of...
Just casual.
No big deal.
No big deal.
Right? Is that weird? That was weird.
That is unusual. Let's be honest. In our lives, how many times have you just seen an entire tray of chicken wings being transported
into a place where you wouldn't expect them to be transported?
Like, if they just set it down on someone's table, that would be more normal than what I just witnessed. A tray of, like, 100.
150?
Yes.
And what's in that thing?
Chicken. But, like, it's, like, half cooked, half not.
Oh, God, I can't.
Are those wings?
Yes.
But they look half cooked.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that?
I don't know.
Not even half. They look like a quarter cooked.
I don't know how you make chicken wings.
I don't either.
I leave chicken wings.
I leave that up to the professionals.
I don't like chicken wings. I don't like the idea of, like, going in and, like, picking the meat off the bone.
It's not my favorite thing to do, but I do like chicken wings.
I can't do it.
You know what has to happen? The flavor has to be good enough to make the picking worth it. If the mix of spices and sauces are not good enough to make it worth it, then I'm just, like, trash. Take it away.
Well, I can do that with crabs. That's it.
Yes. Crabs does that for me.
That's all. I could do
a really good buffalo wing, but you just gotta, you know, it's like a dance. You have to know how to dance with your chicken wing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Did Jeff tell you we saw an eagle?
We did.
A bald eagle.
Was that right before we started recording?
Yep.
I'll take it as a good sign that we were meant to share what's going on, all the goodness and greatness that's going on in our lives.
I don't really have a long list, but I mean, I'm trying to stay positive.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Pushing through the depression, pushing through the anxiety.
And we reached the finish line because COVID finish line is almost here, but the spring weather, that's what does it for me.
Me too.
You just go and spend 10 minutes outside on a nice weather day, and it feels like you are on a party drug.
Yep.
I'm dead serious.
No, I agree with that.
And that's when you know seasonal depression is a real thing.
Exactly.
I want anyone to try and tell me it's not.
Right.
When that first 60, 70 degree weather day in March comes along and you're like, this is what it feels like to be alive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like all my muscles relax, my bones relax.
Yes.
Everything.
And everything's better.
Yeah. Espanol.
I love it.
Did Jeff also tell you that he has one piece of hair on his mustache that is too long?
Reporting to you live from the gay that did not take enough time to trim the entire mustache. I only trimmed 97% of it, and the 3% left is prominent and on full display.
And I cannot stop looking at it.
That's okay.
Sorry.
But it's worse if I touch it, so I'm not going to touch it.
I know, but I've seen you touch it, and then that's what triggers me more. Yeah. Gosh, I feel like I was, like, so funny, like, 20 minutes ago, and I feel like...
You're always funny. Mm. The tornado's back, everyone.
Oh my gosh.
I really hope they can hear these noises that are happening around us.
There's so much happening.
I'm also concerned.
The trash can just flipped open.
I'm also concerned because there's propane involved with these heaters around.
It fell over completely.
Like, I'm not wishing this on anyone, but, like... Is one about to explode? I don't
right.
know. Stay tuned to find out.
Stay tuned. Oh my gosh, it's in my eyes now.
The little seed pods that are just raining down.
Rain on me.
That was not rehearsed, everyone. I want you all to know that. And that was the Lady Gaga song. So there you go. You're welcome. It did happen in this song, in this episode.
I did sing a song.
She sang Lady Gaga. So it is still an episode of So what else do we have to talk about? I mean, we could talk about the fact that we had COVID. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing. I mean, what I'm most recently dealing with are anal fissures.
Yeah, that is...
That's a thing.
That's the most pressing issue we have to address in the room.
It is, and I don't know how you get them, first of all.
Yeah, no.
I don't know how you treat them. It's painful.
Yeah.
It wants to itch, and I won't
refuse.
Itch it.
Do you have Aquaphor?
No.
I feel like Aquaphor could do some wonders.
Oh, God. If I put it on it?
Yeah. Just get it up there.
I feel like I need, like, a stronger ointment.
Yeah. Like a Neosporin or something?
Yeah, maybe. But
got
not, like,
hydrocortisone.
Yeah. Cortisone cream.
Yes.
Would be better because I don't want... It shouldn't be greasy.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm dealing with.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we also dealt with some COVID.
That did happen. And also, it's not funny, but the ironic part of all of this is, like, Nikki and I hadn't seen each other for, like, 2 weeks. And then she was sick. She texted me. I was sick. I texted her. And then literally, like, within a 24-hour period, we both got positive test results. Do you remember that?
I was like,
if we were hanging out, then I would have thought we would have given it to each other, but we hadn't even seen each other. So I was like, what are the fucking chances?
I just worked at a really dirty methadone clinic.
That could have been it.
Trash.
And I just decided that I was going to have pho, Vietnamese food, indoors. Which really, in retrospect, I want everyone to learn from my lesson, which was, you don't go to a pho or like any like ramen. You don't go to a place like that indoors during a pandemic because guess who else is going there? People that are sick. And they want, like, broth and, like, comfort food. And that's where I fucked up.
Yep.
If we would have just been to, like, a sushi place that night, I bet I would have been fine. But I went to the number one place that's like, oh, if I feel sick and have a sore throat and cough and all of this, where should I go to get food tonight? Oh, I'm going to get pho.
Which, by the way, is that really how you say it?
Pho.
Pho.
Yes. Instead of pho.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Some people say pho. I think the Vietnamese pronunciation is pho.
Pho.
Pho. Just not very American. A pho. Tune in next week for our spinoff podcast, A Pho, where we review Vietnamese pho restaurants and talk about times where we got a pho.
A lot of times.
Forwards and backwards. Upside down and...
I hope not upside down.
I can luckily say I've never been fucked upside down.
I actually have. With my hands on the ground.
Mm.
Like a yoga pose.
Was it...
Not
everything?
Fun.
No, it wasn't fun.
No. I'm done with sex. Yeah. In general.
Yeah.
I just don't give a shit.
It was like a roller coaster back then, and now it's just like an activity.
Yeah.
I hear that.
I would much rather, like, somebody take me on a beach vacation.
Absolutely. Couples massages.
Yeah. Than ever do the sex.
Yeah.
Over it.
So over it.
Ooh, a couples massage.
Yeah. Aromatherapy. A nice little meditative vinyasana.
Vinyasa.
Vinyasa?
Yeah.
I almost got it. And a warrior pose.
Yep.
Followed by vinyasa.
Followed by a vinyasa.
Yes.
You know,
the perfect combination of yoga.
Yeah.
Vinyasa, warrior two, vinyasa.
Yeah. Right. Look at you, yoga teacher.
Yes. My lesson would be 30 minutes long. We actually engage our core for 5 minutes.
Ooh.
And 25 minutes of just laying down and breathing.
That's shavasana.
Shavasana. That's what I was trying to say.
I know.
I mixed the two.
I know you did. What time do we have?
That's a great question. We're still live. We're still recording. We're still living our best lives. But maybe we should bring this to a close, because this is just like a fun little Sunday Funday update. So
yeah, we just wanted to check in with y'all and let you know we're still doing this damn thing.
We're committed, even though it's been 3 months.
Even though it's been 3 months.
I promise you, it was just the seasonal depression. We're coming back with a vengeance.
Like bears.
Yes.
Out of hibernation.
Out of hibernation. Love me a good bear.
Yep. Oh, he does.
Just like my clack fan tells me to.
Yes.
Love a good bear.
I don't know if we shared that on...
This might be the first time. Yes, for my birthday present, Nikki got me a one of the clack... is that even the right word?
Nah.
Clack. Clack, 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 clack fan.
A big clack fan.
I feel like there's a word for them, but I can't remember.
Oriental flag? Well, I mean, oriental...
sort of, but Americans very much made it their own, so it's almost like it's not even that anymore. It's like a... Clack. Clack, 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 clack.
Yep.
I feel like the gays that are listening will know. If you need to know what a clack fan is, just Google clack fan. I'm sure it'll come up in Google.
Exactly.
Anyways, I have one. It's beautiful. It has a man and a bear on it. And I forget if it has words, but...
No words.
No words. It speaks love.
Yep.
True love. And we're here for that. So, on that note, Nikki, this has been so fun.
It has been. The sun is like giving
me. I'm glad we did
me.
This. Yeah, we're about to be like sunburned tomorrow, y'all. Like,
I'm excited for it.
Right. My body has just been like, vitamin D, give it to me.
That's all that's... There is.
Yes. Yes. And we're here for it. So thank you for
tuning
in.
We love you.
We love you too. Thank you for tuning in. And stay tuned for our next episode where
we'll probably be in my bed.
Yep. All the wonderful things. There'll be a goblin appearance, at least one, maybe
at
two.
Least.
Minimum. Yes. So thank you everyone for tuning in, and we'll talk to you all very, very, very soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.